Well, good morning. Merry Christmas to all of you. So glad to see all of you here this morning for our this special Sunday. We're going to have our Christmas program, and of course, you've already seen all the kids are ready for that, and what just an exciting Sunday we're looking forward to here at Moscow. So welcome to each of you. A few announcements as we begin here. If you look in your bulletin, just a reminder that this week we will have services here on Christmas Eve, which will start at 7 o'clock p.m. I hope that you're able to come out for that. I know it's busy, but if you have a chance and can come, it's just an hour of service. And, of course, it's candlelight service, so that's always special and enjoyable, and I look forward to it every year. Also, next Sunday, we will be having services here. Christmas Day, it'll be shortened. I know it's busy that Sunday, so it won't be quite as long as normal, but we'll still be here to come and celebrate, and I just can't think of any other place I'd want to be on Christmas Day than here in the house of the Lord, just proclaiming and praising and giving thanks to the receiving of His Son Jesus. So I hope that you could come out to that as well, and hope that you would join us here next Sunday. Other announcements. Offering envelopes are available still. If you have any questions about that, just see Charlie after church there, and he can make sure that you have those. Also, I just want to say a special thank you to yesterday's event, for all those that helped with that at the movie event for the children at the Sipe Center in Bridgewater. We had a really good time, and just a special thank you to all those that that participated in that. Any other announcements?
Yes, I have.
Janet?
Yes, Katie and I took the Sunshine Box to Joyce Clatterbaugh this week, and Baden wanted me to be sure and thank everyone who contributed to that.
Yep.
They were just so happy to receive that.
Yep. Thanks to all those that donated to that. And as the name of it says, it brought sunshine there and smile to their face. And we just are so glad we could. Do that, and thanks for all who helped with that. Also thanks, and Ronnie's going to have one after this, thanks to all those who helped and donate food for the Stokesville Food Pantry collection. I think we had 12 or 13 or 14 names or boxes that we participated in. Randy, do you have anything to share with that? I was just saying thank you to all those. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Randy, for organizing that. Thanks to all those who donated. There's boxes of food in our fellowship hall that will go to the food pantry and will help those that are in need at Christmas. So just praise the Lord for that. Thanks to the body for doing that and making those donations.
Yeah.
Now, Ronnie has...
I have Pat and Darren and Deborah come down the front of church here.
You stand... front and center here, that way you...
No. That's enough.
I have the Aaron and Deborah, on behalf of the congregation here at Moscow Church, we'd like to present y'all with this token of appreciation for all y'all do here at the church.
Thank you, Ronnie.
We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate that.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We just want to say from my family to yours, thank you for all the cards and calls and just the appreciation and your prayers, not just at Christmas, but all year long. I appreciate your prayers praying for me and Deborah, my family, and the ministry. It takes a lot to keep a ministry going, and we just thank you for all the prayers and support. You are a part of that, so praise the Lord for that. Okay, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful and we are so blessed. Lord, I just know this week we will continue to be reminded of that theme, just how blessed and thankful we are. And Lord, we're thankful because we have received the greatest gift of all, the gift of your Son, Jesus. At Christmas, we celebrate Christ and we focus our worship and our attention on Him. And Lord, the world has forgotten the good news. The world has set aside the holy book, your word. And Lord, the world has secularized the celebration of Christ. But not us, Father. We seek to rejoice in the one whom we have received, and we seek to celebrate the gift that you have given us. And I pray that those that are missing the object of Christmas, which is your Son, Christ, that through us your light will shine and that message will be shared. Father, help us to be that light this Christmas. We praise you. We give you thanks. Bless us, I pray, in this time of worship together. All that we do, Lord, we do to glorify you, not to celebrate ourselves or our own talents. But Lord, all that we do, we offer in worship to you. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray these things together. Amen. I'm going to ask now the Byerly family to come forward and to share in our Advent reading today.
Scripture for the fourth Sunday of Advent is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. While the celebration of Christmas really is the celebration of the most important birthday to ever happen, our focus should not stop at the little baby in the manger. We need to always keep the cross in our mind because this is where God's greatest act of love unfolded. God's heart was so overwhelmingly filled with love for us, his people, that he chose to become like those he created. A needy baby, completely dependent on sinful humans to care for and raise him. As he grew into a perfectly kind and compassionate man, he would face the ugliness of betrayal, loneliness, suffering, and pain in order to rescue a people who didn't ever even care. This is love. His love continues beyond the cross. In his love, he pursues us with a tender passion not found in this world. He gives us new hearts and new desires. He never leaves us alone. He comforts us when we need it most. He hears our prayers. He causes us to grow in godliness and works all things for our good. All of this reflects his everlasting love. But we can't stop here. We must find ways to love the unlovely and to care for the needy, because when we do this for others, we are fulfilling the law and pointing others to Christ.
On the Sunday of Advent together, we light the fourth candle, which represents love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting love, life. John 3:16.
Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in love. With love, hope and faith are private and exclusive. Without love, even wonder and joy are selfish. With love, our hearts are open to find the hope that allows us to keep the faith, with imaginations of wonder and faces of joy. Lord, touch the areas of loneliness and sadness in our lives and help us love and be loved. We pray all this in the name of our manger Messiah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Travis, Susan, Caroline, Corbin. Corbin, you did a good job lighting those candles, too. I was a little worried just for a minute there. Burn factor, but he did it. He did a good job. Thank you, Corbin. Okay, let's stand now and turn in our hymnals to page 123. We're going to sing all four verses of O Come, Emmanuel. Let's stand together and sing.
Thank you.
Last verse is so important today, and it bid every strife and quarrel cease, fill all the world with heaven's peace. Boy, we're certainly missing that these days, aren't we? And that's because we're missing Jesus. We need to get Jesus back in this nation, back in our hearts, back in our lives, and let peace rule on earth as it should. Okay, in your hymn, in your bulletin, rather, you'll see the call to worship here. We'll share this together. This coming from portions of Matthew chapter 1. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Let's turn to our hymnals, page 133. Hark the herald angels sing.
The
be seated. Just take a few minutes here just to gather any prayer requests or praises that you would like to share. Greg. Yeah, thank you, Greg, for sharing that. We're glad that you're through that and recovering from that and back going good, back to work. So praise the Lord for that. And we're glad that your knee's doing much better. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. Also, if you would, put Susan Hatcher in your prayers, if you would. Carol Kelly shared that prayer request this morning that her daughter Susan will be going for eye surgery tomorrow and was asking for your prayers that that surgery would go good, and just prayers as well, just for her health. So if you would just be in prayer for Susan. Also, I just praise for that fun day we had yesterday with the kids, and the movie was funny. I don't know if you've seen The Star yet, but it really does stick close to the story, the Nativity. It's a good story, and it's fun for the kids. They had a great time. We all laughed, kids and adults alike. So what a blessing. Not only just a blessing to get together with our kids, but we were gathering with the other area churches. I think there were 6 or 7 churches represented there that had youth at that event. And isn't that a blessing that we can get together with the other churches and work together? I think we're going to see more of that in the future and just doing things together. Some of the churches have shrank and they don't have very large youth, but if we come together, we can do things. And it makes it fun for everybody and it gets kids together too. So they all enjoyed that. Just a blessing. I think you'll just see even as this children's play gets going, just how blessed we are to have the children here at Moscow. We're just so thankful for each one of them. And all the effort that they put in, and we just can't thank God enough for just the blessing of having these children here at Moscow. We're going to do our best to make sure they hear God's word and they're raised up here amongst the believers. So praise God for that.
Mayor,
yes?
I would like to say praises to the leaders of this youth group because they've done a lot of stuff with these kids, and
yep.
And they need to have that relationship. They need to have ownership in this church.
Yep.
And they will stay here.
Yep.
Their church will be alive and
well. Yep. Having them a part of this service today, what a blessing. And it is so important. LaBriska knows firsthand because there's a lot of kids that grew up in her program at Briar Branch, and we're thankful for all she did there. A lot of kids are thankful for that. So thank you, LaBriska, for sharing that. Appreciate your heart in that. Other praises or prayer requests that you'd like to share, Cindy?
Hugh Sprouse, who's battling cancer.
Okay, Hugh Sprouse, if you would, Cindy said he's battling cancer and needs your prayer, so please lift up Hugh. Oh, I think it was Huey, wasn't it? That's what I always called him.
Yeah.
Huey. Hugh Sprouse.
The Windsor family.
The Windsor family, that's right. Ben Windsor passed away this past week. Ben had been here several times to church here at Moscow. And we certainly pray with the Windsor family for their loss of Ben, especially so close to Christmas here. We just our prayers and our thoughts go out to them for their loss.
Continue prayers for Frank.
Okay, continue to pray for Frank Evers, if you would. Shared last week that Frank is getting dialysis now, so we just lift up Frank, just pray for him, and just pray that that goes good. And I think he's home now, correct? Yeah, I believe he is. He was in the hospital, but I believe he's home now. So yeah. We might need to get his I think it'd be good to get his address and put it out on the bulletin so the church might send him cards. I think that would go a long ways to share our thoughts and prayers with him during this time. So maybe we can do that. Megan, maybe you have it. I'll put Megan on it. She'll get it done. Thank you, Megan. I appreciate that. Anyone else?
Darren. She's not in my class. What about the young girl, the little girl that just left here early, not feeling well? Our little angel?
Oh, Sheridan. Okay. She wasn't feeling well?
Yeah, she left early.
Okay.
So keep her in prayer.
All right. Be in prayer for Sheridan. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I didn't realize that. I'll check on her. Good. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Billy, for sharing that. Praise the Lord. He was in our prayer list last week, so thank you, Billy, for that update. Brent? Yeah. Brent's going to share with us special music as we receive our tithes and our offerings. Brent, thank you so much for helping with that. So blessed by people that have musical talent here. And Brent is one that has beautiful talent to play the guitar. Me and him's done some music together and look forward to doing some more music together with him. One thing I'll throw out there is on Christmas Eve, me and Isaac, my oldest son, are going to have special music here that evening. And we're looking forward to that. Isaac will be playing the guitar and I'll be playing the banjo. So that should be fun. First time that we've done music out. So don't expect too much from me. Isaac's doing really well, but I'm struggling with playing and singing. I'm used to just playing. But Brent, I'll turn it over to you now. And ushers, you can come forward now and to collect our tithes and our offerings. stand together in prayer. Let's bow our heads. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we just thank you for this opportunity to show our worship to you, our thanks, our love for you through these offerings, Lord, that we bring forth to you here this morning. Lord, we just lay them at your feet, even thinking of those wise men that came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Lord, they sought to honor and worship you through these gifts. And Lord, we bring forth our gifts here this morning and lay them before your feet, before the throne of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that you're glorified in those things which we give to you. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to bless us, not only at Christmas time, but all the year long, Lord. Your hand continues to be upon us. And Lord, your spirit within us, guiding and directing us, showing us, Lord, what is pleasing to you, helping us, Lord, in each area of our life. Lord, we pray for those upon our prayer list. Lord, we give you thanks for that healing that we see all the year long. Lord, we just thank you that your hand is upon those that, Lord, seek your healing and seek your touch. And Father, you continue to provide for those who have need. Lord, we just give you praise for that. Lord, thank you for these children that are here. Lord, those parents that are faithful to bring them. Lord, we thank you that you bless us here at Moscow with the responsibility of raising these children up in your word. And Lord, I just pray for each one of them right now. Lord, you just have your hand upon their life and bless them, Lord, and just encourage them as they continue to grow to seek you with their whole hearts. Lord, they might know you, and Lord, that they might serve you. Father, again, we just thank you so much for each one of them. Lord, as they are going to share with their in their play with us, Lord, I pray that our hearts are open again to receive the story of the birth of your Son, Jesus. Lord, it's a special story, and Lord, we celebrate it here today. We celebrate it all year long, but we celebrate it today, Lord. And we just thank you for that special gift which we have received. Lord, just bless each one of us, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. Brent, thank you so much for sharing that. That's not an easy piece to play. And I was looking at your hand moving there thinking, I could never do that. I could try, but I don't think I could. So, Brent, thank you so much for that. Okay, it's now time. The kids have been biting at the bit. They're ready to go. It's time to call on the children's group to come forward now and to bless us with their skit, The Savior's Birth, a nativity skit.
While they're coming up, I got to share a little secret with you. When the idea of the skit came about, we asked the kids, what do y'all want to do? And they said, the Christmas story. We thought, oh, well, that'd be pretty neat. Then the boys decided, no, not that one, the one where you stick your tongue to the frozen pole. So we had a hard time deciding which Christmas story we were supposed to do.
Christmas fills our hearts with joy as we think of gifts, lights, and holiday spirit. But remember, Christmas means something more. It's the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Let us now travel back to Bethlehem and share the story of his birth.
Thank you. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree of Caesar Augustus that all the entire Roman should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone in the own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee unto the city of Nazareth, and to Judah unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary and his espoused wife, who was expecting a child.
Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem with their donkey in search of a place to stay.
Do you have any room in the inn?
No, I'm sorry, we are full. Try across the way.
Please, do you have any room for us in your inn?
We have too many guests already. We have no room.
Joseph leads Mary to the third inn.
Do you have any room for us in your inn? We have come a long way, and my wife is with child.
All of our rooms are full. I have an empty stable out back that you may use. It's not much, but it will give you some shelter.
Joseph, the baby will be coming soon. Let's please go to the stable now.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for him in the inn.
Away in a
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angels of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so sore afraid.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings for great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there is with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and the earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord made known to us.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, the shepherds said, shepherds the word concerning what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. At the shepherds said to them, but Mary treasured up all the things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, I've been traveling from a distant land, also wanted to find the newborn king.
Is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
As we see the twinkling Christmas lights, let us remember the star that led the wise men to seek the Savior. When we give and receive gifts, stop to ponder what gifts you can give to the Christ child. For the spirit of Christmas is a spirit of love and goodness. It illuminates the picture windows of the soul, and we look out upon the world's busy life and become more interested in people than in things. The spirit of Christmas is something I hope all of us would have within our hearts and within our lives. Not only at this particular season, but also throughout the years. A wise Christian once urged, let us not spend Christmas, but let us keep Christmas in our hearts and in our lives.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
Didn't they do a good job? Maybe just another round of applause for them. Boy, they told us the Christmas story, didn't they? And they did a good job. Thanks to each one of them. Appreciate all the hard work that they put into that and the leaders as well. Thank you so much. Also, a special thank you to Gene. Maybe you've seen in your bulletin, Gene came up. Gene Armstrong came and recorded the music for the children's program. We really appreciate her doing that. It's just a way she can come and participate and be a part of it. So we really appreciate it. Even that makes it very special for her to have a part in that. Okay, our choir's now, our choir is going. Yes.
I'd like to add to that.
Yeah.
December 21st,
you can
start with.
Okay.
Where at? It's in the sky.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, appreciate you sharing that. One thought I had, too, is when that horse came up through there, it looked like the last time I rode a horse, that's what it looked like. But that's all I could think about when I seen that horse. Okay, our choir is going to come forward now and to share in their music with us. Yes? The star, they said, is going to be seen for the first time. They're calling it the Bethlehem Star, which hasn't been seen since, like, 1226. Yeah. So. What day is that? You go look for it? 21st, 45 minutes after sundown. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. Okay, choir can come forward now and share in their music. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Nancy, Michael, and thank you, Janet, Bell, as well, for conducting and leading us. We got rushed this year. We didn't get as much practice in as we'd like, but Janet pulled us together, and we're glad and thankful for that. So thank you, Janet, for all your work with us. I'm going to share just a quick little poem here. Yeah, something's ringing, isn't it? You might pull me down just a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, kids, make sure all the microphones are off back there.
Just share this little poem with you, and then we'll conclude our service here. It says, God's greatest gift was sent to all. He was born in a lowly manger stall. The gift of Jesus to those who believe is a gift of love and life for all. God's love was shown in His Son. He came that we may live as one. Our thanks and praise cannot express our love for God that brings happiness. So at this Christmas time, rejoice. Praise the Lord with your voice. The miracle of this special birth shows how much God thanks your worth. And let us do that now. Let us share our praise to the Lord with our voice as we come in our closing hymn, page 137, What Child Is This? Let us stand together and share in song. Page 137. Again, thank everyone for coming. I just pray that this has blessed your Christmas, and pray this week that, again, our hearts and our minds are just focused. And through all the busyness of this week coming, that our hearts are focused on the true gift that we've received, which is Christ, our Savior, our King. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we go, Lord, I just pray you, your hand be upon us. Lord, I pray our hearts are filled with rejoicing this week, with celebration, with joy, with hope, with love, with faith, all these things, Lord, because we have received the special gift of your Son, Jesus, into our life, into our hearts. And Lord, we seek to praise and glorify him, the one who delivers to us salvation. Father, we thank you for him. Bless us this week, I pray, as our hearts are worshiping the one who came. Father, we praise his name. It's in the name of Jesus we pray these things together. Amen.